Hey, Madalif, by the Gemara. So just after the Mishnah. Tanu, we learned Hasar Batlanim Shev Beis HaKnesses. This it says you need Hasar Batlanim. It means Hasar Batlanim in the Beis HaKnesses. Says Rashi, you're in the Beis HaKnesses, the bottom from Elocha. They're being supported by the Tzibur, and they're there in the Beis HaKnesses, because the Gemara Baruch says, Kim Shabbat Kodesh Baruch Hu Beis HaKnesses, Ve'inu Meitzu Shem Hasara. And there's 10 people there who are not ready to daven, then HaKodesh Baruch Hu gets angry. Right, so these 10 people have to be in the basic Knesset, and of course they have to be on time for the Zman HaTfilah. Says Moravaita, Be'elu Omru Magdimim V'loi Ma'achrim. You could bring forward the day of Kriyas Megillah, but you don't go later. You cannot lay in the Megillah later than the 15th of Adar. Says Moravaita, my timer, what is the reason that you can advance the day of reading, but you cannot postpone the day? The pasuk says, you read the Megillah, and you're not allowed to pass over that day. So you can lay the Megillah up to the 15th of Adar, but you cannot lay it past it. You have to know whether that only applies to Kriyas Megillah, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. Does it apply to the Mishnah and Simcha and the other mitzvahs hayom? The Pasha applies to everything. All the mitzvahs hayom, not only Kriyas Megillah, is also up to the 15th, not later. You don't count days for the years. A year goes by 12 months, and not by the amount of days. So Rashi explains in the wide lines that if somebody makes a shavu, I'm not going to have any wine for a year. So you count Yud Beis Chodesh from today. So today's Asara Batavis. So you cannot have wine for a whole year till Asara Batavis the next year. Well, you don't count days. And Rashi says that there are 11 days difference between the solar year and the lunar year. The solar year has another 11 days more than the lunar year. So you don't say, oh, you need 365 days, but you go according to the months. Right? So if it's Asara Batavis, you count just 12 months, get the same date. And that's called the year. So you count the year by the months, not by the amount of days. Shenema chodshei hashono. For the months of the year, it's the months that make a year, not the days. Now, chadoshim, a month, atamayna, chadoshim atamayna l'shonim. You count chadoshim for a year, v'atamayna yomim l'shonim. You don't count days for the year. So it goes according to the chadoshim. Now, Rabbanon, the Kisim Shum Rab Abba Omru, they say, Menayin She'ein, Mechashon Shoyis Lechadoshim. A month is actually 29.5 days is in a month. Right? But we don't count the hours, but we count the days. Shenema Ad Chodesh Yomim. Chodesh of days. Yomim Atem Mechashon Lechadoshim. We count the days to met for the month. V'yatem Mechashon Shoyis Lechadoshim. Right? So 29 days is already a month. You don't have to have exact 29.5 days, and then you count another 29.5 days. Right? You count the days for the month, but you don't exactly count the hours that you need the other 12 hours in order to be mashlam. Avozman atzei kayanim. The Mishnah said that the zman, that those who donate wood, the families of Kahanim that would donate wood to burn in the Mizbeach, and if it was on a Shabbos, their day was on a Shabbos, they didn't bring their carbon of Eitzim. On Shabbos, they'll bring it on Sunday. Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos, you'd also postpone it to Sunday. V'chagiga, the carbon Chagiga, they'd also postpone to Sunday if it fell Yom Tov on Shabbos. V'hakel, all those mitzvah Hakel as well. Ma'achrin, they would delay it. V'loi Magdimim, but they won't bring it forward. So for all those different times fell on a Shabbos, they'd always postpone it to Sunday, but not bring it forward to Thursday or Friday. Alright, so the Gemara goes through each one. Why do you postpone it and not bring it forward? Tisha B'Av, Agdume Pranis Lo Mekadmi. You don't bring a calamity forward. Tisha B'Av is a day of a calamity. They are a sorrowful day. So you don't, all your sorrow, things like that, you always push off, you don't bring it forward. So if Tisha B'Av is on a Shabbos, you'd fast on Sunday, but not on the preceding Thursday. Chagigo v'hakel, the mitzvah of bringing the korban chagigo, and the mitzvah of hakel which was always done the day after Simchas Torah, Mishum Dakati Leimote Zman Chiyuveyu. The Chiv didn't come yet, the obligation wasn't there yet. The Chiv is on Yom Tov, well, it's not Yom Tov yet. So once there's a Chiv, okay, the Chiv is here, it's Shabbos, I can't do it, so bring it the next day, which is Sunday. Tanu Ulan Chagiga, the Korban Chagiga, the whole Zman Chagiga, the whole time of the Chagiga, the Yimei of Tashlumin, Me'achrin, you postpone it. So where it says, Bishloim Chagiga, I understand the Korban Chagiga, the E Miklo B'Shabbato, if the Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, Me'achrin Lo Lebosa Shabbato, you postpone it to after Shabbos. Al Zman Chagiga Mahi, what do you mean by Zman Chagiga? The Gemara said that the Chagiga and the Zman Chagiga, you're ma'achrin, you're postponed. Okay, Chagiga, I understand. It's referring to the Korban Chagiga. What do you mean when you say Zman Chagiga, you're also postponed? What are you referring to when you say Zman Chagiga? So Amar Aveshia, Hachi Kama, Chagiga b'Shabbos, the Chagiga, the Korban Chagiga is in Shabbos, the Oilois Re'iyo Afilu B'Yomtev. The Oilois Re'iyo, that means when a person came to the Beis HaMikdash on a Yom Tov, they had to bring two korbanos. There's the korban chagiga, it's the chag, you had to bring a korban, and then there's the oilos re'iyah, you had to come with a korban oila. So the korban oila, you brought on Yom Tov. There's man chagiga ma'achin money. Who's the mandam that says that the oilos re'iyah, not only the chagiga, the korban chagiga you postpone, but even the oilos re'iyah, which normally you would bring on Yom Tov, if it falls on Shabbos, you postpone it. Money b'shami, it's b'shami. The snan we learned, shami oimim b'shabbos b'shami say, mevi'in shlomim b'yomtif. You can bring a korban shlomim on a yomtif. Right? And the reason why you can bring a korban shlomim on a yomtif is because when you shecht a korban shlomim, part of it goes on the mizbeach, a part of it you eat as well. Right? So you're allowed to do a malacha on yomtif, which is oichal nefesh. So since I'm doing the shechita, which is a melacha, part of it's going on in the mizbeach, but the other part, you, the bailim, are eating, so that's okay. Okay. So you can bring a korban shlomim on Yom Tov, but be'ein samchim aleim. You can't do smicha. Smicha is when the bailim, the owner, would lean his hands on the head of the animal before the shechita. That you're not allowed to do. Avaloi oilois, you're not allowed to bring a korban oilo on Yom Tov, because that's kuloi lemizbeach, and you're not eating anything, so therefore you're not allowed to do it. There's no lechem. Besololaimim, besololaim, mevin, shlomim. You can bring a shlomim, the oilois, even a korban oilo, and the same chenaleim, you can do smicha on it as well. Oh, so this that the Gemara said earlier, the chagiga, which is referring to the korban chagiga, the chol zman chagiga, and anything at the time of chagiga ma'achin, you postpone, that is going according to Beis Shammai. When he says v'chol zman chagiga, the time of the chagiga, he's referring to the korban oila, the oilus re'iya that you'd have to bring when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, and that as well, if it fell on Shabbos, you postponed it, and you didn't bring it on Shabbos, or you didn't bring it on Yom Tov either, according to Beis Shammai, because there's no oichal nefesh there for you. Rava Amar Rava says chagiga, the korban chagiga, v'chol zman chagiga, and all the oilus that you would bring, ma'achren, yeah, you postpone it. Where it says tfei loy, no other, not that's it, that's only you postpone, that's it. There's more, the stan we learn. Mi shaloy chag, beyond the verishin shachag. If somebody didn't bring the korban chagiga on the first day, chaygeg v'hoylich, you can bring the offerings, you can bring the korbanos, as kol ha'rego kuloy. The whole Yom Tov. So you have the whole Yom Tov to bring it. Don't just postpone it one day. You actually have the whole Yom Tov to bring it. The Yom Tov Achan Shachag, and the last day by Shmini Atzeres. Also, you can go ahead and bring it. That means if you didn't bring it first day Sukkot, you have the whole Chol HaMoed. You didn't bring it Chol HaMoed, you have all the way to Shmini Atzeres. Even though the Chiddush over here is that Shmini Atzeres is really a different Yom Tov. It's a different Yom Tov to Sukkot. Right? But still, if you didn't bring your Korban Chagiga on Sukkot, first day Sukkot, or Chol HaMoed, you can bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Ava regel v'loy chog, if Yom Tov went past and he didn't bring the Korban Chagiga, ein chayev b'chiyusoi, He's no longer responsible for it because it's too late to bring, so he's not responsible for this carbon. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, Chagigo, V'chol Zman Chagigo Ma'achron. Right, the carbon Chagigo, right, that means if Yom Tov falls on Shabbos, so the carbon Chagigo, V'chol Zman Chagigo, is referring to the carbon oil, Ma'achron, you postpone it, you do not bring it on Shabbos. Afilu Atzeres, even Shavuos, and the Gemara's Lashon Atzeres always refers to Shavuos, the Chad Yoma, which is one day Yom Tov. Also, Ma'achrin, you push it off to afterwards, and you bring it afterwards. You have 7 days of Tashlumim. That's why it doesn't say Tachnan for 7 days after Shavuos, because you have 7 days to bring the carbon Chagiga. The stand we learned, Moidim, that means Beisilil and Beshamai, who earlier had a Machlokes, they both agree, Shemchal Atzeres, Leris B'Shabbos, if Shavuos falls on Shabbos, Sheyom Tevuach, the day that you'd shech the carbon Chagiga, Acha Shabbos is after Shabbos. Okay, Amar Reb Lozo, Amar Reb Chanino. Reb Lozo said in the name of Chanino, Rebbe nota netia bepurim. Rebbe, he planted on Purim, he planted a little plant. He made something grow. He planted something, even though we're going to see whether Purim is osib b'melocha, mutab b'melocha. Rebbe nota netia bepurim, he planted something on Purim. That was the first thing he did. On the top of Amad Beis, v'rochatz. Bekreino shel tzepiri, right? It was he washed. Now bekreino, right? Normally that you translate bekoron as like a wagon. Right? It doesn't actually mean a wagon. Look at Rashi. Rashi says bekreino shel tzepiri means b'yom hashuk, b'fahesia, b'shas hiluch kronos. When the wagons were going by, so there's lots of people around. So in other words, he did it publicly. He went v'rochatz bekreino shel tzepiri b'shivas b'tamus. Even though it was a Tainus, he went ahead and he washed, he bathed in public on a Tainus. So in other words, Mishrabi held that there was no Tainus. Shivasa B'tamas wasn't a Tainus. Have a look at Tosfos. Tosfos also says, B'kreina doesn't mean a koran, it doesn't mean a wagon, it means B'fahesia, when all the wagons were going by. So Tosfos says, V'mtoima, Ma'ira Lurchitz, he only washed, Afilo Lecho Nami Mutter. Right, you should even go ahead and eat on Shivasa B'tamas. Why? Because Kedisani Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Ein Tzorah V'Ein Shalom. If there's no Tzorah, no Shalom, so it's sort of like an in-between. No Tzorahs, you don't have the base of Mikdash either, but there's not a Zman of Tzorah. Rotsu Mesanin, Loi Rotsu, Ein Mesanin. It's up to you whether it's a Tainus or not. So if Rebbe holds that the Shivasa B'tamas, if there's not a Zman Tzorah, you don't need to fast, and therefore he also bathed. So why did he just bathe? He should go and eat in public as well. So Tosfos says, Yishloim adikim de kiblu kvar v'seinu al atzmam. They're already makabel that it's going to be a tainus. So Mustama gam heim kiblu, Rebbe as well, went and accepted that Shivasa B'tamas is a fast day. So we'll have to see exactly why he bathed, but he didn't eat. Okay, so that was the second thing interesting about Rebbe. Number one, he planted, he did a malacha on Purim. Number two, he bathed on Shivas of Tammuz. And number three, Ubikesh la'aka Tisha B'Av, he wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av. V'loi hoidu loi, v'chachamim didn't agree to him. Right, so it says Tosfos again. What do you mean? He wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av? He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av? Kasha, hey chisak adaitach. How could you have such a have a mean? He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. We learned, Harminon, the Gemara says in Tainus, kol oicha v'shoyse b'Tisha B'Av, ein eroi min ha'cham ha'shul Yishlaim. And also, v'oid ha'ein bezdin yoch levatel, divrei bezdin chaveroi. A later bezdin cannot come and uproot something which an earlier bezdin has already established, only if the later bezdin is greater b'chochem b'binyan. So Tosfos says, "V'yeshleima delei rotzu la'ikrei." Didn't want to abolish completely the whole fast of Tisha B'Av. Elam rechumra sheyesh ba yoisim mishatanis. Tisha B'Av is more chumra than the other tanesim. It starts the night before. You're not allowed to wear shoes, and all the other chumras of Tisha B'Av. And that he wanted uproot. But of course, he would still fast on Tisha B'Av. Okay, so those were the three things about Rebbe. Amr lefon of Rebbe Bazvado. Rebbe Bazvado said, Reb Lozo, Rebbe, loy kachoya maisa. Right, the way you're saying it, you got it slightly wrong. Ella, we're talking about was Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Ava. That year, Tisha B'Av fell on a Shabbos. So when Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos, we learned in the Mishnah, you postpone the fast until Sunday. So V'dichinu L'Acha Shabbos, you postpone it till Sunday. The Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, Hayo V'Nitcha Yitcha, once you're ready postponing it and you're not fasting anyways on Shabbos, so therefore, postpone, and you're postponing it to Sunday, well, just push it off completely. But lo hodu chachamim, chachamim didn't agree. Oh, so when Rabbi Elazar heard what Rabbi Abba Bazvada said, Kari Lei said, the Pasukim Keheles, toivim mashnayim min ha'echod, it's always best to have two people more than one. When you have two people, you get the clarity, and you help me understand. I thought Rabbi wanted to abolish Tisha B'Av completely, and I misunderstood exactly what happened. You clarified it for me. Two people are always better than one. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to these 3 points about Rebbe. So the Rebbe, heichi not in a tir b'Purim. How could Rebbe go do some planting? Did some melacha on Purim? V'tani Rebbe Yosef. Rebbe Yosef taught simcha mishta v'yomtiv. Purim is a day of simcha, joy, mishta, a day of feasting v'yomtiv. Simcha, when the pasuk actually refers to Purim as simcha, mishta, and yomtiv. So it says simcha, kolayma, melamed, Sha'asur and Behesvit, you're not allowed to give a eulogy. It's a day of Simcha. Mishta, it's a halacha of Mishta, which means Melamed Sha'asur B'tainis. It's also to go ahead and fast on Purim. The Yomtiv, the fact that in the Megillah, it refers to Purim as a Yomtiv, Melamed Sha'asur Basis Melacha. It's also to do Melacha. Right, so if you see that's also to do Melacha, how could Rebbe go ahead and plant on Purim? When it says, El Rebbe, Bar Arbisa Hava. Rebbe lived in an unwalled city, and therefore Purim for him was the 14th of Adar. Chinota, when he saw Rebbe planting, the Chamisa Nota, he's planting on the 15th of Adar, which is Shushan Purim, and therefore since it wasn't Purim, there's no problem for him to go ahead and fast. Sumara says, yeah, is that really so? That Shat and Rebbe was that he's planting on the 15th, because it wasn't Purim for him? In fact, the Gemara ain't, that's not so. But Rebbe B'Tveria Hava. Rebbe lived in Tveria. B'Tveria Mekufas Chayma. You might say sure Benun Hava. Rebbe lived in Tveria. Tveria already was Mekufas Chayma from the times of Yeshua Benun. And if that's the case, Purim was on the 15th. If you saw him planting on the 15th of Adar, that day is really Purim. So Mara says, okay, Pshat is like this. Ali Rebbe Bar Chamisa Hava. So Rebbe Taka kept Purim on the 15th because he lived in Tveria and Tveria was a walled city. The Chinota, and when Rebbe planted, Bar Bisav, he's planting on Tainus Esther, it was on the 14th. For him, it wasn't Purim yet, and therefore it was mutter for him to go ahead and do Melacha. So it says, Mi Pshitele de Tveria, Mekufas Chayim, Mi Yemais Yishur Benun. Are you so sure that Tveria has a din of a Mekufas Chayim, a walled city from the times of Yishur Benun? But Chizkiah Kare Betveria, Bar Bisav Chamisa. Chizkiah, who lived in Tveria, actually lay in the Megillah twice. On the 14th, and the 15th, because he lived in Tveria, as a Suffolk, whether it was Mekufas Chayma, Msafkale, because he's uncertain, in Mekufas Chayma, Mimais Mishur Benun, he like, was a Taka Mekufas Chayma or not? So Mara says, yeah, the Chizkia Taka Msafkale, he was a Suffolk for him, the Rebbe, Pshitale for Rebbe, it was Poshet, that Tveria was Mekufas Chayma, therefore he kept Purim on the 15th, and when he saw him planting, he's actually planting on the 14th, which was Mutter, b'melacha, and Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll see exactly whether Purim is a day which is also b'melacha or not, because as we know it, a person can go to work on Purim.